Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 84, verses 1 through 10 today. Psalm 84, verses 1 through 10. It says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. At your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness." Now, this psalm is a psalm of worship. The worshipers desire to go into God's presence. And by the way, God desires worshipers who desire to be with Him, who desire to worship Him and desire Him. To do this, though, for those of us today, we don't go to a temple, per se, like they did. Actually, Jesus himself said in John chapter 4, when he's talking to the woman at the well, listen to what Jesus said. He said to her, in John 4, he says, Jesus said to her, "The woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him." And God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. As you know, at this point when the psalm was written, the temple was the place you would go to be with God, because God dwelled in the Holy of Holies in the temple. Of course, he's everywhere, but he also manifested his presence there with the Shekinah glory in the Holy of Holies. And they would go to be in the presence of God. But God, through Jesus, has made it possible for us to always be with him and him to come dwell within us. And our bodies have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And God desires worshipers who desire to be with him, and desires worshipers, listen, who desire him. Now, in order to desire him, we have to daily lay our flesh on the altar. Paul says that in Romans chapter 7, that in his inner being, he wants to delight and do the law of God, but then he's got this problem going on in his flesh, warring against the Spirit of God within him. Listen to Romans 12, 1 and 2. "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God." Listen, "which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Here, Paul says, you know what? You want to know what worship is? Saying no to your flesh and yes to the Spirit on a daily basis. Yielding to the Father. Spending time in the Word. Allowing the Spirit of God to speak to you. Spending time with the Father in prayer. Walking in the Spirit and not saying yes to the flesh. That is our worship of God. It's not we went to church and sang a few songs and listened to a sermon. The worship of God is a daily thing. All the time, walking with him, allowing him to speak to us, speaking to him in prayer, allowing his word to kind of ruminate in our hearts as we meditate on it. And John even says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever." So in this psalm today, Psalm 84, we see this psalm of worship, and the person says, "I want to be in the presence of God. That's where I'd rather be than anywhere else." That should be our desire as well. Now, we need to come to God daily. Every morning when we get up, we need to say, "Lord, I want to walk with you today. My flesh doesn't want me to, but my spirit within me wants to, because you've made me new. I'm a new creation. And so, Father, today I want to allow you to kind of speak to me. Show me some things from your word that you want me to meditate on. And as I walk with you today and talk with you in my daily job, may you be worshiped, because you are my focus, not the world or my flesh or the devil. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.